You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
We talk to Adam Hoge every week at this time. Adam, host of the CHGO Bears coverage and the Hoge and Johns podcast. He joins us via Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670, The Score, on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Adam, how are you today?
I'm good, guys. How about you?
Good, except we are in working through it and talking about just what the Bears have been doing well recently and then also what the Browns are trying to do. We came across the realization that if the Bears aren't going to quarterback pressure much, which they haven't, that you don't want Shedeur Sanders having a breakout game or his coming of age game or whatever you want to call it, just one of those statement making games against the Bears. But you also run the risk of understanding that he might be more comfortable against the Bears defensive front than other teams.
Well, he might be, but I also think this is a good opportunity for the Bears front four, those defensive linemen, to put together a good game. I don't know if it's going to ever look dominant, but when you look at this, the state of this Cleveland Browns offensive line, it's not a very good unit, and it's really banged up right now. So, if you can't get pressure, if you can't win one-on-ones in this matchup, then I would have some serious questions about, you know, when you're going up against playoff caliber teams in January, what that's going to look like. So I look at it like a good opportunity for this Bears front four, especially because from what I've seen on film with Shedeur, I wouldn't play a whole lot of man coverage against him. I think that's where he beats you. I think if you can kind of sit back in zone, he's eventually going to throw you the football. I think he's still kind of learning what NFL coverages look like. So if you can pressure with four, contain him too because of his athleticism, I think this is more of sort of a sit back, maybe allow some completions underneath, but just hope that eventually he's going to throw you the football. And the Bears defense has been opportunistic, especially in the secondary this season. So I think they should be able to get him once or twice in this football game.
Yeah, Adam, I think that's a solid plan, especially with how the defense has looked so far. I mean, they do need to start generating a pass rush. They're not going to get far even over these last four games without doing that. My question is on the offensive side of the ball. It's kind of a mix, is it not? I mean, you know you can run allegedly against the Cleveland Browns, but at the same time, they've got to do something to find a rhythm of some kind for Caleb Williams early just to kind of beat up that notion that they can't get going early.
Yeah, I mean, early is a good word because early in the game, early in the series, early in the downs, I think first down is going to be key in this football game, just trying to stay on schedule, can't fall behind the chains because, this Browns defense is good. I mean, the numbers all suggest that. However, when they've had to deal with short fields or coming off of turnovers at the off. I mean, the offense just really has not put the Browns defense in a lot of great positions. So when you're wondering, like, well, how all these defensive statistics jive with the fact that you can go look at their schedule and see that they've given up, you know, 24, 27, 30 points at times. Well, it doesn't really tell the whole story. I look at it like this, like field position is going to be huge in this football game, because if you're trying to go 90 yards against this Browns defense, chances are somewhere along the way, there's going to be something that holds you back. You're settling for a field goal or you're punting. So if you can get big returns, if you can get takeaways to set you up on a short field, that's how you take advantage of this Browns defense. And then on first down, if you just stay ahead of the chains, that's going to allow you to run the football more, and it's going to keep Myles Garrett from just pinning his ears back and coming after you. Because, you know, I mean, this is just one of those matchups. He's going to get a sack in this game, maybe two. So you just got to kind of keep it contained and not let it get out of hand, like we saw at times, you know, against Max Crosby earlier this year when he started wrecking that game, and even last week against Micah Parsons, there were certainly moments where he was starting to control the game defensively.
Yeah, obviously, and all that would make all those examples that you gave, Hogue, would in theory make life easier for the quarterback. And this segment with Adam Hogue is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866 Four Seasons. That said, what are you and your guys at CHGO, how are you guys characterizing the season that Caleb Williams has had in terms of what has he gotten better at, and what are you seeing right now that seriously needs to be tightened up and beyond the starting game slowly? Because I think we all know that. What is your assessment through 13 games of Caleb Williams?
Yeah, I mean, I think sometimes when you're going on like this day by day and week by week assessment, you sort of lose track of where you started. And you know, I've tried to remind myself, you know, when it hasn't been perfect, to picture August, right? And Grody, you were out there, and there was a lot of practices that were not very pretty, and there was all these pre-snap issues, and it looked like at times a rookie, which he wasn't anymore. But he was a young quarterback in a new system that was much more complex, and they were making him swim in the deep end. And at times it looked like that. So I think when you talk about that stuff, you can understand why Ben Johnson, when he's talking about Caleb Williams these days, he's not being, you know, too critical. I mean, there's certainly things here and there he's got to clean up, but most of the time he's talking about, you know, how far he has come. And I think that there are plenty of examples of that, especially pre-snap. And what I like to just call playing quarterback. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. And I think that he's shown a lot of strides in that area, cleaned up a lot of things that were big issues earlier in the year that was holding this team back. Now, to really take it to the next level, and to be a little bit more accurate at times, and to always know exactly, he's really not making many poor decisions, but that doesn't always mean he's making the best decision or he's totally in control over these plays and really seeing the game yet through the lens of Ben Johnson.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
That's probably not going to happen until next year, in my opinion. Like but that's okay. I think that's just the natural evolution of how this takes time, especially in an offense like this. And I think that you got to feel really good about the coaching he's receiving and the progress he's made to this point, and try to picture what that might look like a year from now when you've seen the progress he's made just since August. And I think that that makes me really optimistic. In the short term, though, you know, can he make these smaller gains? Can he just be like this much more accurate at times, and maybe make, you know, this decision just a little bit quicker? That's, I think, can be the difference between sort of how he's playing right now, which I would categorize as good but not phenomenal, but really being able to take that next leap in the playoffs. Because I think when I come back to the defense and how competitive they might be against some of these better teams, and just trying to picture them playing the Rams, for instance, in a playoff game, I think it's safe to say that the Bears offense in the passing game is going to have to step it up a little bit, because this isn't going to be a shutdown defense. I don't think it's a bad defense, but I don't see it being a shutdown defense in a playoff game.
We're talking to Adam Hogue, the host of the Hogue and Johns podcast. He is with CHGO here on Raheem Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. Adam, I also want to throw this out there, pun intended. I think that a big shot in the arm for this passing unit would be the screen game improving. And we had seen trouble when it came to timing on the screen passes specifically. Even last week, there were issues with the screen passes. I think that also goes hand in hand with facing a team who has a good pass rush. Usually they'll sniff out a screen as well because they're already so close to the ball, etc. You know, the speed gets there is my point. But how do you see that maybe developing a little bit more over the next few weeks?
Yeah, I mean, I think in more recent times looking at that, some of those issues, I think the defenses have been doing a pretty good job of just sniffing them out. You'll see whether that was against the Eagles or Packers last week, just smart football players reading their keys, and kind of whether that's linebackers or defensive linemen, sort you can sort to just read the technique you're getting from the offensive line and be able to sniff those out. I thought earlier in the season, sometimes it was more of the accuracy on some of those and the timing. I don't know if that's so much. I think the Bears have kind of cleaned that up, but maybe they've become a little bit too dependent on them, or they're not doing a good enough job of setting them up the same way. And just at some point you put enough on film, then these smart NFL coordinators are going to figure it out too. So I think that's okay, as long as now if you're Ben Johnson, the offense, what's the next thing that comes off of those screens? You know, you can maybe dress it up where you make something look like a screen, and then actually, you know, you take a shot. And that's the thing I do think Ben Johnson has in this offense is, you know, a lot of teams will just run a screen and like, this is what the play is. I think Ben, you know, has some other things built into some of these plays where, yeah, you might have a screen developing over here, but you might also have a shot play on the back end, and if it's there and you trust your quarterback to make that throw, you go ahead and do it.
This segment with Adam Hogue brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. Yes. If you want to do it harmonically, you can do it as well that way. Adam, I'm very curious your perspective on the ongoing, I don't want to call it saga, but the ongoing curiosity of DJ Moore, his role in this offense, and what's happened so far this season, and where we are now entering the final month of the season. What do you make of his usage, his fit, and the plans going forward with him, especially if Rome Odunze can't play for a second straight week?
Well, first of all, the sort of the most interesting thing about this whole thing to me is that I know DJ's body language at the end of the game was what it was, but like, okay, you lost to the Packers. I don't expect you to be, you know, smiling. In fact, if you were, people would have had a problem with that too. So, you know, I actually think from our conversation with him a week ago when he was the Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee for the Bears, like he's out there talking about how much fun he's having being on a winning team for the first time in his career. I think we talked about that last week when I was on with you guys. So it is sort of this weird dynamic where, you know, some of his personal stats are down, but he's on a better team. And I also, you know, there are plenty of receivers in this league that you would probably have major, major issues right now if they weren't getting the ball in the same way that DJ is. And I think for the most part, like he's relatively easy to get along with and manage. But he's also getting paid a lot of money, and you should be getting him the ball. So I think this is something that everybody on board needs to be looking at how they can get him more touches. That being said, I mean, there's a handful of manufactured touches of DJ Moore every single game. And sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. Sometimes he gets blown up in the backfield for a loss of four, or the screen, he takes a big heart. You know, so like last week I thought was sort of all of the above going back and watching the film. I thought Caleb missed DJ a couple times. There was another play where he could have tossed it to him in the flat and he decided, I'm just going to keep this and pick this up with my legs for a first down. And that's okay too, because as long as you get the first down, it wasn't like that was going to turn into an explosive play. So that's just another example. You know, the ball could have gone to him on that last play of the game if he really, you know, held on to it for a long time and realized that maybe he was too late to Cole. But as Ben Johnson said earlier in the week, like that would have been asking a lot. So, you know, I do think that there is something to be said though for the fact that Caleb and DJ have never, I don't think the chemistry is a horrible problem, but I don't think it's ever, we've never really seen a ton of chemistry between those two in the same way you've seen it with Caleb and some of his other wide receivers, including like an Olamide Zaccheaus. If I go back to training camp again, we saw those guys hooking up all the time. It was a very impressive camp for OZ. And so it's just never really developed that way. And then I also think that Ben has, and maybe this is a little bit of a surprise, but Ben has not quite figured out how to use DJ Moore in his offense. He is sort of a unique receiver. Is he more of a slot? Is he more of an outside guy? Can he run option routes? Can he not run option routes? Now all of a sudden they're trying to manufacture touches for him in the backfield, trying to use him as a running back. Like, this is nothing new. And I think looking back on it, we shouldn't necessarily be fully surprised that here we are in December. And he's had a couple of good games, but for the most part, you can even just look at it in terms of like fantasy stats sometimes. Like, he's not been a reliable player to count on for production every single week.
He's on my fantasy team, so I hear you there.
No, it's been confounding, I think is the best word I can come up with right now. Adam Hoge, we thank you for your time. Did you get Joe Thomas for your podcast?
We did, yes. A Hall of Famer. He's in like 8 Hall of Fames, so it's always good when you have a guest on.
Sounds about right.
Claim that.
He was just on.
I even had to look. I looked up, like, he's in the UW Wisconsin Hall of Fame, but also there's a State Hall of Fame he's
in.
Like,
too much.
No, he deserves to be in all of them.
Too many halls of fame.
Yeah, we just had him on with Mully and Haas. So if you're checking out the Hogan Johns podcast, I'm looking forward to that as well. Congrats again, Adam.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, Adam.
That's Adam Hoge. Like we mentioned, he's on the Hogan Johns podcast. Our segment with Adam, brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.